this morning is found in the book of Revelation, chapter 12, verses 7 to 12. I would like to invite everyone to please stand and please open your Bibles with me to the book of Revelation, chapter 12, verse 7 to 12. I will be reading from the New King James Version. And war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought. But they did not prevail, nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren who accused them before our God day and night has been cast down. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death. Therefore rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you, having a great wrath, because he knows that he has a short time. May God bless the reading of this word.
So the title of this message is, The War That Started in Heaven Has Been Brought to Planet Earth. And what I want to do is I want to welcome our online audience. We love having you join us. I don't know at the moment how many of you are there present, but we know that some of you will be watching at a later time. And so we're very grateful that you're here. And if you are joining us for the first time, we want to let you know that if you'd like to hear more messages like this, you can find them at our church website, MiddletownPortlandSDA.org. And in addition to that, I have my own personal YouTube channel called Path of Prophecy. And please, I invite you to check that out. You'll find exclusive content there that you won't find anywhere else. Now let's pray. Father in heaven, we are so grateful to be alive today to celebrate this, your holy Sabbath day. It's my prayer that the grace and the power of your Holy Spirit would be with us. As we open your word, it's my prayer that our hearts would be open to you and that we would hear your still small voice speaking to us, saying, This is the way, walk ye in it. We pray this in the wonderful and the powerful name of Jesus. Amen. The war that started in heaven has been brought to planet Earth. Okay? The Bible tells us, as MJ, Mary Jean, had just read to us just moments ago, that the Bible says in Revelation chapter 12, verse 7, that there was war in heaven. But now we are experiencing war here on earth. Who would have thought that war would one day start in heaven? But that's exactly what the Bible tells us. And it gives us, this book of Revelation, gives us insight and understanding as to what is actually going on here on planet Earth. And that's because war first started in heaven. Now, this is not the type of war that we hear about on Earth. For example, we're hearing about the war in Ukraine. And now there's wars and rumors of wars of China and Taiwan. And one of the latest rumors of war is about the country of Niger in West Africa, where there is talk of the surrounding nations who may be going to war in Niger because there's been so many coups over there over the last several years, it has destabilized the region. And there's lots of rich minerals over there and money to be had, and so there's talk of war. So, but the war that started in heaven is not like the wars that we have here on earth. How so? Well, let's go to our Bibles and find out. Revelation chapter 12, verses 7 and 8, the Bible says, And war broke out where? In heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought, but they did not prevail. Nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. The Bible says there was a war, and that war started in heaven. And there was two sides to this conflict. One was with Michael and his angels, and the other one was with the dragon and his angels. Michael, we want to know who this Michael is, because he had angels and he fought with the dragon and he defeated the dragon. Amen? Well, when we dissect that word or that name, that pronoun Michael, it literally means one who is like God. Okay? Some say this was the chief of the angels, and I would agree with that, but because he was not just an angel, he was the chief angel, and the chief angel can only be none other than Jesus, because Jesus is the message. That's what angel means, literally, is messenger. And so this was none other than another name for the Son of God, not saying that... So, anyways, Michael is one who is like God. But who is this dragon character? Well, the Bible tells us, Revelation chapter 12, verse 9, so the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old called the devil and Satan, I apologize for the typo there, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. I thought I had corrected that slide. I know Fred's getting a big kick out of that. It's not referring to Stan, but Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. This dragon is none other than the serpent of old, a reference to the first opponent of God, the opponent of God that initiated the great controversy in heaven and brought it to earth. And this is none other than the devil and Satan, which means adversary. Okay? Now, the Bible says this war broke out in heaven, and this war took place between Michael and his angels and the dragon and his angels. And really, this war is a war between God and Satan, okay? But what is this war about? What is this war about? Well, when we go and look at the Word of God in this particular passage, war broke out in heaven, the word in the original language is the word polemos, which is where we get the word polemic from. And what is polemic? Well, here's the definition of polemic. It is a speech or a piece of writing expressing a strong critical attack on or controversial opinion about someone or something. Simply put, the dragon started this war in heaven by making an accusation against God himself. And misaligned God's character, described God's character in which it was not. And so, you have this war that started in heaven. The nature of this war is that it is not like the normal warfare that we think of, like between Russia and Ukraine with tanks and bombs and airplanes and so on and drones and all this kinds of stuff. It is a war of words, and it started with an accusation that Satan made against God. It is a war of words. But how were these words used? Well, we go to Revelation chapter 12, verses 3 and 4, And it tells us, another sign appeared in heaven. Behold, a great fiery red dragon having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 diadems on his heads. His tail drew a third of the stars of heaven and cast them to the earth. Okay? Threw them to the earth. There's another typo. My apologies. Apparently I was in a hurry yesterday. Okay? When I put this together. The dragon's words were so powerful that he drew 1/3 of the stars of heaven and threw them to the earth. Now, is this literal or figurative? Well, the good news is that the book of Revelation gives us the answer as to what some of this symbolism means. Okay? If we go to Revelation chapter 1, verse 20, we're told what a star symbolizes. John writes, "The mystery of the 7 stars, which you saw in my right hand, and the 7 golden lampstands, the 7 stars are the angels of the 7 churches. So in the book of Revelation, when John is describing these stars, the star is a symbol of an angel. And so when the Bible tells us that his tail drew 1/3 of the stars of heaven and threw them to the earth. See, I corrected the typo over here. And threw them to the earth. Okay? What he did was he drew 1/3 of the angels to his side, to his argument. But how did he do this exactly? Well, another clue is found in the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 15, where it says, "The elder and honorable, he is the head. The prophet who teaches lies, he is the tail." Okay? So how did the dragon do this? Well, Isaiah chapter 9, verse 15 says, "The teacher, the prophet who teaches lies, he is the tail." And the Bible tells us in Revelation chapter 12, verse 4, "His tail drew 1/3 of the stars of heaven and threw them to the earth." So what we can put together from this prophetic puzzle is that the dragon used lies to make accusations against God. And these lies were so powerful and convincing that 1/3 of the angels of heaven pledged their allegiance to the dragon. 1/3. The Bible doesn't tell us how many angels there were, but 1/3 of them were swept up, caught up in these lies. The dragon was able to mislead 1/3 of the angels of heaven because he told lies about God. He misrepresented the character of God before the angels, and in doing so, he started a polemos, a war of words. So here's what the consequences were. The great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. The Bible tells us that the dragon deceived 1/3 of the angels of heaven, and he's still deceiving the world today. We are not immune from his deceptive powers unless we are anchored to Jesus Christ. Amen? That is our only security in this cosmic conflict. Now, I said that there was a war, and in a war, there's always consequences. As of July 2023, just last month, There are 6.2 million refugees just from the war in Ukraine. Just think, if there were to be war between China and Taiwan, how many refugees there would be. And if there were to be this war between Niger and other nations, there would be a global catastrophe of refugees. Okay? The war that started in heaven has essentially made us into refugees as well. How so? Well, because the war that started in heaven has been brought to planet Earth. The good news is that because of our situation, our condition as refugees in this war, is that heaven is not silent on this issue. In other words, just because Satan was cast out of heaven doesn't mean that God is no longer interested in the situation. Yes, the war that started in heaven has been brought to earth, but the good news is that heaven is not silent on this issue. Amen? God is deeply engaged with those who dwell on planet Earth and who are refugees as a result of this conflict. How so? Well, let's go to our Bibles. Revelation chapter 12, verse 10. I have the verse on the screen. And it says, "Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren, who accused them before our God day and night, has been cast down." I want you to think about this. The Bible says that the dragon has been cast down to earth and he deceives the whole world. Literally meaning he is currently deceiving the world right now. Okay? But here's the good news. The Bible tells us that there's a loud voice from heaven. Amen? So even though the dragon is going about telling lies, heaven is not silent on this issue. The dragon is overpowered by God's loud voice. Amen? And part of how this message is communicated is through experiences like we're having right now, worship services, where the Word of God is being proclaimed so that people can understand what the real issue is in this war, in this conflict, okay? So what the Bible is telling us is that there's been an accuser who has been cast to the earth. There is a loud voice from heaven that has not remained silent in this war, okay? In other words, God's word speaks to us even today in the midst of this conflict. And here's what the word of God tells us. Number one, there is salvation. It says, now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come. There is salvation. What it means is that for those who have been deceived, God has promised us deliverance. Amen? There is salvation. Number two, strength. Heaven has supplied a power and ability to overcome what tempts us so that we don't have to be destroyed by the devil's deception. If we follow the dragon, we will be deceived and we will ultimately be destroyed. But if we listen to that loud voice, we can remember that we are given strength to be delivered from the dragon and his deceptions. Number three, the kingdom of our God. The kingdom of God is for those who are the refugees caught up in this war and want to find a better place. Listen, the dragon has said, you follow me, you can do whatever you want. But the tragedy is that when we follow the dragon, we're never happy. we're never satisfied. Okay? And it only leads to death. The good news is that God has come to proclaim his kingdom. And we can find refuge by being citizens of his kingdom. And then finally, the power of his Christ has come. By this, our deliverance has been made personal. How do I mean? What do I mean by that? Well, when Jesus came, and we study the gospel record, we see that Jesus spoke to great crowds of people. But in addition to that, he met people individually where they were at. He met with Nicodemus in the middle of the night. He met the woman at the well. Okay? He healed the Syrophoenician woman's daughter. He healed the woman who had an issue of blood. All of these were personal encounters that Jesus had. And your specific situation in which you find yourself, your particular personal struggle with sin, or whatever ailment it is, or whatever conflict it is, or whatever situation that you are faced with, Jesus can respond to it in a very personal way, just like the Bible gospel record tells us. Okay? He is not silent on this issue. Your deliverance has been made personal. How so? Well, the Bible tells us in Revelation chapter 12, verse 11, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death. Jesus brings us that salvation. And when we encounter that salvation, when we experience what God offers to us through Jesus Christ and what he did for us, he sacrificed his very life for us. He gave his life for us. His blood was shed for us. Okay? We then gain a testimony. We gain something from that because we now have a story to tell of what Jesus has done for us personally. It becomes personal, okay? You know, you can have somebody who claims to be an atheist or something, a variety of different belief systems, and they may have all sorts of, you know, arguments. But there is something that they cannot argue against, and that is what God has done for you and for me personally through Jesus Christ. That's how I know that Jesus is real. Yes, the Bible tells me so. But because I've accepted what that story tells me by faith, I've encountered the living Christ by faith, and now I have a story to tell of what God has done for me and what he can do for you. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death. All of this is possible because of the Lamb. But who is the Lamb? Well, John chapter 1, verse 29 says, the next day John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Who is the Lamb? The Lamb is Jesus. The Lamb is Jesus who takes away the sins of the world. The Bible tells us there was a war that started in heaven, and it has been brought here to planet Earth. Now, as this war rages on Earth, the Bible tells us that heaven actually rejoices and warns us. While this war is raging here on planet Earth, there are two things that heaven does. They rejoice and they give warning. Okay? And it is our responsibility to understand why heaven is rejoicing and why they are warning us. Okay? Listen to this. The Bible tells us, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. Heaven rejoices because our deliverance from this deception has been made possible through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. That is the only way of escaping this deception, is by placing our trust in Jesus. And heaven rejoices because God has been faithful in what he promised to the inhabitants of planet Earth. And that is that he would send someone who would destroy the works of the devil. And that is Jesus. Jesus himself. But the Bible also tells us in Hebrews chapter 3, verses 14 and 15, for we have become partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end. While it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion. And what the writer of Hebrews is describing here, is making reference to, is that we need to hold on to our confidence. It's another way of saying our faith in what God has done. Okay? We need to hold fast to it, just as we did when we first believed. Notice what he says. For we have become partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our faith or our confidence steadfast all the way to the end. Okay? But what the writer of Hebrews is warning us is not to harden our hearts to the good news. Okay? And he's making a specific reference to an Old Testament Bible story. He says, while it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion. What rebellion is he talking about? The writer of Hebrews is making a specific reference to an incident that took place in Old Testament times. Now, this particular passage is a quote from the Psalms. But the psalmist himself is writing about this particular rebellion. And that rebellion is referring to when the children of Israel were about to enter the promised land, and Moses commissioned 12 spies to go into the land. And those spies went into the land to investigate, to seek out where were the weaknesses and the strengths of the enemy nations that lived in the promised land. And when they came back, they gave a report. There were 12 spies that were sent, and 2 spies gave a good report, but 10 spies gave a negative report. And it was through that negative report that they influenced the rest of the children of Israel not to believe God. And as a result of it, they were forbidden to enter the promised land. And then what happened after that incident was that they decided, we're going to go into the promised land. And they wanted to go without God's blessing. They at first didn't want to go with God's blessing, but then once God forbade them because they didn't believe him, they decided to go without God's blessing. So these folks really didn't know their left from their right. Okay? They were a very confused people. But that confusion came because of that negative report. They chose not to believe. And so heaven rejoices because Jesus has been sent, but heaven also warns us, because the devil, the Bible says, the devil has come, and he has but a short time. Here's what it says. Therefore, rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you, having great wrath, because he knows he has a short time. Okay? Listen, friends, the devil knows he has a short time. And so what we're faced with at this time, in the year 2023, in planet Earth, is that the dragon is still deceiving the whole world. That's literally what the passage says. He deceives the whole world, but it's a participle, so you would say he is deceiving the whole world. It's a constant attempt that he is making at this. So he's active right now. The only protection that we have is the Word of God and our understanding of the Word of God sanctified by the Holy Spirit. Okay? And clinging to Jesus. Okay? But the issue is that this war that started in heaven has started a war on earth. Okay? The good news is that Jesus has come to silence the voice of the dragon. And because of that, there is a loud voice from heaven declaring what God has done. This is going on all over the world. It's already happened in the Philippines. They're getting ready for the next week already, right? Because of the time difference, 12-hour time difference, right? So here it's they're napping right now. They're sleeping. Okay? It's bedtime for them. Okay? So they've heard the sermons and the Sabbath school lessons, but all over the world, folks, the world is being bathed by the Word of God. All over the world. And it's like a wave that just goes over the earth every week. Every week. Okay? But Jesus Christ came to reveal the character of God in the great controversy between good and evil. The question is, do we believe the lie of the dragon, or do we follow the Lamb? Friends, there is a war that has been started in heaven and has been brought to planet Earth. All of us have to make a choice. How many of you want to make a choice to follow the Lamb? Amen? Amen. Want to follow the Lamb wherever he goes. Amen? Amen. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you that the Lamb has come. The Lamb that has been slain from the foundation of the world. It's my prayer that the grace and the power of your Holy Spirit would be with us, to grace us with your presence, and to seal every decision that has been made here. To follow Jesus, to follow the Lamb. And help us, as our faith grows, to be strengthened by your word, and that we would not be taken aback by the devil's deceptions. We thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering this prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.